Welcome, welcome. It's the PCP exclusive. We're taking you inside the lawsuits that I don't want to say will bring Andy Cohen down, but the lawsuits against Bravo involving Andy, Brandi Glanville, and Leah McSweeney. Let's just cut to it. The reality, the latest extension of the reality reckoning. And Nate, I'm sorry, you're just getting into Housewives, and this is the season you pick.
I honestly, between all the shows, I really jumped in at the wrong time.
Yeah, miss the glory days. Well, no, maybe these are the glories. It's very tumultuous out there.
I feel like he's coming in a great time. This is fabulous. I mean, he wanted drama. You got drama now.
Yeah, but I'm coming in at the reckoning, as Bethany would say. I wasn't there for the actual event.
I literally was.
Yes, you literally were.
I think we should.
You literally were.
So let's start with the first one. The one, Brandi Glanville. Dear sweet friend of the podcast, you know, she was our very first guest the first week. I've been close with her for years. I was very close with her through this whole thing. Like I remember when the Morocco news broke, like when they were still in Morocco and she was being sent home, and I got an alert, and I was at a movie thing, and I like panicked. I felt horrible. So I've been
with
her.
Weren't you at 80 for Brady?
Yeah. It was 80 for Brady, that like premiere. And that's why I'll always remember where were you when? I remember exactly where I was when the Brandi Glanville thing. So her suit, where do we begin with this? Her lawyers, I would say, because her lawyers are at the center of this, because they're not just hers. She's represented right now by Mark Garagos and Brian Friedman. And if those names sound familiar to you, beyond Garagos representing Scott Peterson and such.
And Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson as well.
Mark Garagos and Brian Friedman are Bethany Frankel's advisors in her reality reckoning movement. And so Brandi, they now represent Brandi as well.
They're also Rachel Levis's attorneys in her lawsuit against Sandoval and Ariana.
So these lawsuits are all extensions, because I've been waiting for a while to hear, oh God, Brandi did Bethany's podcast, The Reality Reckoning. People are like, oh, she hasn't done it yet. No, they're using the same lawyers. This is all part of the same movement. And what Brandi did was send a letter to Bravo to preserve all evidence. She's moving forward with a lawsuit. That's what it was, a legal threat.
Well, what is the legal threat?
That, so as far as I understand, there is that the one that really blew up, as we've seen on social media, is her video that she has of when Andy Cohen and Kate Chastain drunkenly FaceTimed her and invited her to a threesome. Is that, invited her to watch a threesome, and that's an issue of sexual harassment. And then also the way, this is where I see her going far with this technically, is her answer to the Caroline Manzo lawsuit, because this all stems from the HUGT Bravo, HUGT Morocco. When Caroline Manzo filed her lawsuit against Bravo, and she's suing them for like sexual harassment and all those things, she opened the door for Brandi to countersue. So now they're both suing, because Caroline Manzo's lawsuit isn't against Brandi. It's against Bravo for production telling Brandi to assault her. She's saying it was part of the show. She said what she did then was say Brandi was doing her job at the orders of Bravo. And now Brandi is turning around and answering that. That's right. I was doing my job, Bravo. And you set me up for this and wrongfully terminated me. And you put my career on ice and my reputation. So.
But what's the exclusive part that you want to share with people?
What do you mean?
Well, about the video.
Oh, yeah. So, I've known about that video. I'm sorry. I've known about that video for, it's real. It's real. I know Daily Mail. I told you guys about it. I saw it months mm-hmm. and months ago. Mm-hmm. It's there. I mean, they are drunk. I don't know what to say, but I don't want to like get dragged into anything. I'm not a part of either side.
Well, Andy acknowledges the video, right? Because he tweeted about it saying, yeah, but we were joking. And he said that Brandy was in on the joke, or at least he thought she was, like the way she responded to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, what I found interesting is that, you told us about this video, I mean, a very long time ago. You're like, oh my gosh. Yeah. There's this thing. Yeah. And obviously we didn't say anything about it or anything like that. But then when this news broke, Nate and I knew it was real because we knew exactly what, because you had mentioned it. And then you were like, it's real. We're like, we know this is what you were talking about.
But, yeah, yeah. You
know, Brandy didn't name the other Bravo star. So we had no idea until Andy did. So the funny thing is that I thought he was going to talk about a man. Like I thought it was like maybe going to talk about like Craig or something like that, or Mauricio, or I don't know, like, you know, a male Bravo star. I didn't realize he was like joking around with Kate Chastain. And that's, to me, is what made it actually, for me personally, a little, I don't know, because I don't know the whole situation and everything, but at least I'm not coming for Brandy at all, but at least when it comes to that video, I was like, if he had done that with a male Bravo star, I might have taken a little bit more sexual harassing mm-hmm. in a way. But since he was with a female star, Kate Chastain, who is known for being dry and jokey mm-hmm. like that too, and is also female, I'd be like, well, here's a gay man talking about having sex with a woman mm-hmm. and then thinking about another woman while having, like, that seems kind of ridiculous to me. But I mean, I don't know the entire context of it, but
yeah, I think the issue where Brandy has a chance, because we've talked, we'll get into the next case after this, where Brandy does have a shot, in my opinion, it's not necessarily personal just against her, like she's been targeted, but it is a very fuzzy brand. Andy Cohen's in a very odd, unique position where he's both talent and the boss. And mm-hmm. I think the issue here is that, and this is why I feel bad for her, they did put her career on ice, essentially, because there are people who are saying, oh, filing that is stupid. Bravo will never have Brandy on again. Brandy would have never filed this had she already not known Bravo was never, you know what I mean? It was mm-hmm. over. That is when she decided to file, because you don't want to upset Andy. Andy is in that unique position where you want to be his friend. He can make or break your career. He can give you a job. These women are, I've seen these comparisons where they talk about Capote and the Swans to Andy Cohen and the Housewives. And I would say it's actually worse, because the Swans didn't rely on Capote for income and livelihoods. Yeah. Lee Radswell, Babe Paley, he was their friend and plaything. Andy Cohen is the puppet master. I mean, you know, they call him Daddy Andy as kind of a joke, that he's the pimp and they're his ladies, and they have to please, you know, to work. So that it's an awkward position, and that's where I think, I don't know, the video, I think it was a joke. I get that. It was inappropriate, though. That's the mm-hmm. issue. Yeah. But I think the broader issue here is how he can make or break you, and what you know, like mm-hmm. the way, because Caroline, like I just said, Caroline's lawsuit, when I read it the morning it broke, I was like, it opens the line for Brandy to counter. They're both going after Bravo. They're not going after each other. Caroline Manzo's lawsuit technically doesn't blame Brandy. It blames Bravo for telling Brandy to do it. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and then that kind of like falls into Leah McSweeney's lawsuit as well.
Right. Right, which is like a whole other. What is hers again? That she, the Bravo forced her to drink or exploited
her? The exact wording is she's claiming that Bravo violated the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, by forcing her to drink because alcoholism is considered a disability under the ADA. So she's going the legal route, not necessarily like, you know, it's a little bit different than Brandy. She's actually going like, you broke this law.
Yeah. The thing with Leah is something we should note is that Leah was in the Vanity Fair article with Bethany Frankel, The Reality Reckoning. Mm-hmm. Bethany's attorneys, like we said, Mark Garagos, Brian Friedman, they're representing her, they're representing Brandy, and they're representing Raquel, Rachel Lovis. They're not taking Leah's case. That was the first thing I noticed. And I have a lot of issues with Leah's case, and I think a lot of people do, which tells me perhaps it's not as strong. Brandy's is kind of like a Supreme Court case. You know, this, what she's bringing into light is a lot that needs to be ironed out and interpreted. Leah, she also implied that Andy does coke, right, with his house, with his favorites. That's been the bombshell this week.
How pissed would you be if you're a housewife that was not invited to do coke with Andy? You're like, aw. FOMO. Total FOMO.
Well, that's the thing. You want to be invited to do it with him because that means you're cool and you're going to get another season, another paycheck.
There were 16 housewives on record saying that they never saw this. They never saw Andy doing coke with people, which tells me those 16 housewives did coke with Andy. Allegedly. That's honestly, I know all their names, but I'm not going to say them because I just allege they do cocaine with Andy. So I'm just going to say it was 16 of them. There were 16 of them.
I put out a tweet. I said, basically, all the cocaine I ever did was with a bunch of gay men in entertainment. Like, hello, it's not. It's not that uncommon, people. Did he force them to do it or anything like that? I don't like, that's a different thing. That's a different thing if you think that you have to do it. If it's like pay for play or play for pay, you know what I mean? That's different, but I don't know.
I think Leah's issue, because I don't take her case as strongly, the biggest part of the Bravo, I think she had that, you know, she was only on 2 seasons, right? And then they canceled New York and then they gave her a housewives trip. Her first season, she exploded. She was a fan favorite. And that goes to your head. She thought she had secured fame, something long lasting. She would be the new face of Housewives New York going forward. Second season was a nightmare to the point they canceled the show. And then they went and rebooted with younger women in her age range and they left her out. Hers, I feel, is more of an ego issue.
It seems that she's very pissed about that she wasn't invited to be on Legacy. Because it just reminded me, she's saying that it was an unsafe working environment, that it wasn't conducive, for her sobriety, that it was a terrible place to work, all these different things. But then at the same time, she's upset that they didn't hire her for Roni Legacy, that they won't hire her again. Like, she's upset that it was a horrible place to work, but that B, that she can't work for them anymore, which is like, that doesn't make sense to me. It was like, oh, you hate it so much, but you're upset that you can't work for it anymore. Yeah. Make it make sense. Like, the math ain't mathing here.
I think she's a former housewife scorned.
She's a former housewife scorned. She's also an alcoholic scorned too. A person who can't really see, in my opinion, her first season because she relapsed. And she doesn't see things clearly.
That's what she was saying that she's accusing them of, that she was 9 years sober, but then relapsed 6 months before season 12. Was that her first or second season? And then she's saying that Bravo forced her to relapse, and then they exploited her relapsing for the show. So that's what her claim is.
She relapsed leading up to filming while she was mm-hmm. like in the casting process, and she hid it from them, which she mm-hmm. said in Vanity Fair in the article, it's going to play against her. She was hiding, because I've told you guys, if you come forward and say you are legit an alcoholic, Bravo will, in production, will work with you and give you accommodations. They sent Kim Richards to rehab. They helped send Luann to rehab. They do, when you are honest with them, they work around it and work with you. Leah openly said she was hiding her drinking from them. She misled them. And then mm-hmm. she kept blacking out on camera, and now it's their fault. I don't think she has the same kind of day. She
doesn't have an ally in Luann either. Luann has spoken out against her, saying like, no, you need to take personal responsibility. This is, mm-hmm. you know, they're not, I mean, did Luann have like, I know of her arrest and such. Did she have an obvious drinking problem on the show? Did they exploit it on the show, or was that just off camera?
They didn't, like, compared to like Sonia, in all honesty, she didn't seem to have that much of a drinking problem. It seemed to be a little bit more off camera. It does seem to get worse around the time of her, when she was going through her divorce from Tom, when they were splitting up. Like, she seemed to be drinking a bit more than normal. But you know, there's just some seasons where a housewife will drink more and there's less, you know, depending on what's going on in their lives. So I think for Luann, it was a lot more off camera. So yeah, but that's, you know,
most people aren't siding with Leah here. I'm one.
Doesn't seem like it.
Too many holes in the story.
When you admit to relapsing beforehand and then hiding it from production, look, and this is also the thing with reality television. When it's a show like Housewives, where you've got basically a star cast and everybody's around them, then production will do things to help that. Now, if you're talking about coming into like a dating show like The Bachelor or something like that, a lot of times they won't. Now, I'm not accusing The Bachelor. I'm just saying a Bachelor type show or a type show, like a contestant type show. A lot of times they will not cast people with alcohol or drug problems because they don't want to take that chance. Just because it is hard to like corral so many people and make sure that that person with an alcohol problem isn't drinking, even though they're going to try to make sure that they accommodate that. It's just too much of a liability. So with a small cast, like a Housewives cast like that, they can accommodate that. They can make that happen. But for a contestant type of show, a lot of times if you have a previous addiction, they're not going to run with that because it's too much of a liability. So a production, no matter what, if you tell them you have a drinking problem, they will make something work or they will not hire you. They're not going to force you to drink. So it's absolute bullshit what she's saying.
Right.
That's a red flag thing. That's what we do in casting. It's a red flag thing. Do you have an alcohol problem? Have you had a DUI? Red flag, red flag. And then it's up to production to decide if they're going to deal with it. And like 99 times they say, nope, done. Not going to cast that person. So I think it's bullshit.
I'm excited to see with this Brandy one, because like I said, Leah, I don't give much weight to. Brandy's is more a broader issue. It's exploring, it's shedding light on the gray area with Andy, production, talent, the whole thing on how Bravo works. So I know, that's why I called it earlier, like it's like a Supreme Court of Bravo case. They have a lot to, right or wrong, they have a lot to iron out with where he stands in his relationships with these people. And that's where I think it's getting... Yeah, because it's a unique network.
That's probably going to change.
Yeah, I mean, it's a unique network. You have Watch What Happens Live, and he's their friend, but he's also their... So, we'll see. Oh, boy. As long as I don't get subpoenaed. Rule number one.
It could be coming. They might have... Brandy is going to give you their address, or your address. Give them your address. Nah. Just wait for it. A next PCP exclusive. Jordan gets subpoenaed. Yeah. How was your deposition?
Well, on that note, to help me hire a lawyer, get a new identity, move out of this country, find a life outside of reality TV. If you could please, of course, rate, review, subscribe, and follow to Pretty Corrupt Podcast. Of course, we're on Instagram and TikTok at Pretty Corrupt Podcast and on Twitter at Pretty Corrupt One. From those accounts, of course, we're all individually linked, Stacey, Nate, and me, so you could follow our own chaotic journeys through through this pretty corrupt world we live in. And on that note, who wants to say bye?
Adios, muchachos. No one can do it like we do it.